man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome
and we can skin a buck, we can
Trump
run a truck line,
folks.
And a country boy can survive. Country folks,
you're tuned in on June 15th, 2023. I'm James Kelsey, your host, from 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. It's a live show, as you all know, and you're welcome to call in at the call-in number 512-248-8252. Hear me reaching around my vast array of equipment here in North Dakota. I've got more than 1,000 miles due north of Round Rock, Texas, where the Republic Broadcasting Network is located, and that's where you want to send your support at republicbroadcasting.org. Look in there to see ways you can support Republic Broadcasting Network. Yes, let me go to my favorite location. And you know what that is. TruthSocial.com. But before I get there, here's an odd one. I don't even know if this is worth noting. But you may have noticed yourself that something happened to let me find it for you. Something happened. Something went wrong with Ann Coulter. Somewhere, if you recall, the 2015 and 2016, she wrote a book, for example, illustrating the point I'm about to make. In Trump We Trust. That's quite a title, isn't it? In Trump We Trust. And it was a paean to Donald Trump. She couldn't say enough good things about the Orange Man. I don't have my copy right here at hand, but it's within 10 steps of where I'm sitting. And then something went wrong. Now, I've read that the mention I've heard is that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. in this case, Ann Coulter, I think she expected something from the Trump administration that was not given to her, a position maybe, an appointment. I don't know exactly what happened, but Ann Coulter did a 180. Instead of "In Trump We Trust," it's "Trump Derangement Syndrome, Here We Come." And her latest in that is she just put out a column, which I read. Where did I read it? Please don't tell me I read it on Breitbart. I think I did. She wrote a column in which she blames Donald Trump for his indictments. Really sad. She takes these cheap shots at Donald Trump, snarky kind of cheap shots at Donald Trump. And what happened? Come on, Ann, you're an adult. The fate of our people, the fate of Western civilization hangs on this election. Is it really time to have a bee in your bonnet or a burr under your saddle or to be tetchy? Come on. You can do better than that. Anyway, that just came up. And, you know, the thing is, well, what is she expecting? I don't know. Is she going to join the rest of the Never Trumpers in the Never Never Land? I mean, I think all of the Never Trumpers, or most of them, must be somehow banking on a future in which Donald Trump is gone. And a future in which Donald Trump is no longer, whether he's gone or not, not no longer regarded as the leader of our cause. And that maybe these rhinos, these Never Trumpers, I don't think Ann Coulter's a rhino, but she's clearly a woman scorned and hell hath no fury. But I, you know, for all you folks that are holding your breath and have your fingers crossed waiting for Donald Trump to vanish from the scene, well, you're going to turn blue holding your breath. I don't think it's going to happen. And if it does happen that Donald Trump becomes irrelevant or forgotten or dismissed, discredited, or canceled, it isn't going to much matter, because America will be over and the Western civilization will be over. So maybe you rhinos or Never Trumpers or Trump haters, you will finally have your place in the sun in the middle of hell. So what's that worth? All right, let's go to that favorite place. Oh, you're kidding. Wait a minute. Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? Am I seeing episode 4 of Tucker on Twitter? Let me get my notes here. I think I am. Oh, my evening was just made. Episode 4, and it has already, not counting me, I didn't get to listen to it early. Where is it? Episode 4. Could this be it? Let me click on it. Yes. Here it is. Episode 4. Let's listen. Give a listen.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. On Tuesday afternoon, the Biden administration had Donald Trump arrested. It was a pretty big news story. You may have seen it. Just before 9 p.m. that night, as part of its coverage, Fox News ran two live video feeds next to one another. On the right, Donald Trump addressed his supporters in New Jersey. On the left, Joe Biden spoke at an event for the Secretary General of NATO in Washington. Beneath those videos at the bottom of the screen, Fox's banner read this way, quote, "Wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested." Those words were up for less than 30 seconds, but the effect was immediate. Inside Fox, the women who run the network panicked. First, they scolded the producer who put the banner on the screen. Less than 24 hours after that, he resigned. He'd been at Fox for more than a decade. He was considered one of the most capable people in the building. He offered to stay for the customary 2 weeks, but Fox told him to clear out his desk and leave immediately.
Wow.
Then the company issued a public apology for the 27-second-long wannabe dictator line. Quote, "The Chyron was taken down immediately," Fox's PR department said, and then added ominously, it was, quote, "addressed." That was all true. But it was not enough to save Fox News from the ensuing scandal. For a time in the rest of the media, Fox's assessment of Donald Trump's arrest seemed to overshadow Trump's arrest itself. Suggesting that Biden is a dictator, declared the Washington Post, quote, "crossed the line." Alexander Vindman agreed strongly. Vindman is the perennial MSNBC guest and full-time Ukraine promoter you may remember from Russiagate. On Twitter, he demanded that the Pentagon pull Fox News from all military bases. It is, quote, "absolutely unacceptable for American Forces Network to carry programming that directly, spuriously attacks the commander-in-chief of American Armed Forces," Vindman wrote. In other words, Joe Biden must ban all criticism of himself because that's what non-dictators do. John Cusack went further still. "For the crime of calling Biden a dictator, Fox should be shut down," wrote the 80s-era movie star. Quote, "the government has to take away their broadcasting license," and so on. It was all over the internet. Democrats were very, very angry. But why were they angry? If the banner on Fox was false, why the hysteria? Lies don't seem to bother anyone anymore. If some cable news producer had called Joe Biden a genius or accused him of being secretly Sudanese, would anyone be yelling about it? Would Fox News have apologized for it? Probably not. But calling Joe Biden a wannabe dictator, that stung. So you've got to wonder, if you're being honest with yourself, is Joe Biden a wannabe dictator? That question came up yesterday at the White House briefing. Here's how it went.
Last night, Fox News ran a chyron that referred to the president as a wannabe dictator. I'm wondering if the White House did any comment on that.
So look, there are probably about 787 million things that I can say about this that was wrong about what we saw last night, but I don't think I'm going to get into it.
There's no comment the White House has on
it. I think I just commented.
Oh, no comment necessary. Of course Joe Biden's not a wannabe dictator. Just because he's trying to put the other candidate in prison for the rest of his life for a crime he himself committed doesn't mean he has a totalitarian impulse. Come on, that's absurd. It takes a lot more than jailing your political rivals to earn the title wannabe dictator. That's the consensus in Washington tonight. And in some ways, for once, the consensus may be right. It is not a small thing to be a wannabe dictator. It's quite a process. There are a lot of steps. First off, there is the money. The one thing that all dictators have in common is they enrich themselves and their families, their tribe, even as the countries they govern grow steadily poorer and more desperate. They take kickbacks from businesses and from other dictators. They use the official functions of their government to funnel cash to themselves. They don't bother to hide the fruits of this. They live in garish mansions with big lawns, far from the teeming cities, even as their own citizens languish in growing poverty, in some cases literally living in tents on the street. So they don't really hide it. It's all pretty blatant. And ordinary people resent it. Of course they do. And wannabe dictators know they resent it. But they don't care. There's nothing the population can do about it in a dictatorship. It's no longer possible to fight injustice in a system like that. People can't gather in large numbers to protest the rule of the dictator. If they try that, they'll be arrested by his state security services, even years after the fact. A visit for men in body armor at the breakfast table, that happens. And if citizens persist in believing they can gather in groups to protest, they may be shot to death, a bullet to the throat. And then, just to make the humiliation complete, to make the lesson gin clear to everyone else watching, their relatives can be arrested for daring to complain that their children were killed for complaining. That actually happens in some places. Ask Ashley Babbitt's mother. Here she is in handcuffs.
You ordered her inside the Capitol, now you're going to arrest her?
Arresting Ashley Babbitt's mother.
So don't be like Ashley Babbitt's mother, much less like poor Ashley Babbitt. She's dead now. That's the message a wannabe dictator would send. And by the way, it's not just public protest that would be banned in a dictatorship. You wouldn't be allowed to complain from your own home. Unauthorized opinions expressed on the internet would be censored. Go too far, press too deep, tell too much truth, and they'll just erase your opinions. They have no choice, really. It's a matter, as they say, of trust and safety. You must trust the leader, or else you will jeopardize his safety. Not that you really can jeopardize his safety at this point. The leader has nuclear weapons, and you don't. He'll remind you of that from time to time. And in any case, you're in the process of being disarmed anyway, along with everyone else who has shown questionable loyalty to the leader. Those who support the regime can keep their weapons and use them freely, including on public transportation. That's a core civil right for them. But for those who dissent from the program, self-defense is an unaffordable privilege. Turn in your guns, Mr. and Mrs. Peaceful Opposition. You're a danger to society, and we know who you are. And in fact, the wannabe dictator does know who they are because he knows everything. Technology has made him all-seeing. A report in Wired magazine just this week revealed that the highly non-dictatorial Biden administration is busy tracking the phones of millions of Americans without their knowledge and without bothering to get a warrant. And at the same time, the same non-dictatorial administration is stockpiling a massive trove of damaging information about these same Americans to be used at some point, we are sure, for entirely noble purposes. So the administration now knows everything, where you spend your days, who you talk to, what you think, your porn habits. Not a big deal. The administration already knows what you buy, of course, because they've leaned on the big banks to turn over your confidential credit card information. Not because anyone here is a wannabe dictator, to be clear, but just because. It's nice to have that information, just in case, in the words of the Fox News PR department, a situation arises that needs to be, quote, addressed. It's all totally normal. It's not a dictatorship, okay? But in the end, the main reason you know Joe Biden is not a wannabe dictator is because he just does not fit the profile as a man. Dictators have that look. You know one when you see one. Dictators build cults of personality around themselves, and they use those cults to deny the glaringly obvious. In his later years, to name just one example, North Korean dictator Kim Il-sung developed an enormous baseball-sized tumor on the back of his neck. It was huge. It was grotesque. It was right there. You couldn't ignore it. You couldn't possibly not see it. But in North Korea, state media did ignore it. They pretended it didn't exist. And so, in some important sense, it didn't. If a tumor grows on a neck but no one acknowledges it, is it really there? Thankfully, nothing like that is happening in our country or ever will. If Joe Biden ever developed some profound physical or medical problem that was obvious to everybody, journalists would say something. This is not North Korea. We don't have state media here. If Joe Biden was, say, incapable of completing a full sentence or mistook his sister for his wife or suddenly started falling down in public for no reason, the New York Times would report on that and then get to the bottom of what was actually happening. That would be its duty in a free country like ours. It's not like they would cover it up. The very idea of a cover-up sounds like a conspiracy theory, a dangerous one, actually, so stop it. And by the way, if Joe Biden was a wannabe dictator, he'd have the family to match. All dictators do. Saddam Hussein had Uday and Qusay. They were princelings who lived above the law, indulging their most decadent fantasies with total confidence. They would be never held to account by the police. As the sons of a dictator, they knew they could do exactly what they wanted. And so that's what they did. There's no one like that around Joe Biden.
Wow. This is brilliant. We'll come back to it. This is the best stuff around. Come back in a moment.
Breathe their last, Seb Johns. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Sing it,
Merle. I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose.
Hey, all right, this is, I am having fun with this. This is the best. Tucker Carlson is our modern-day H.L. Mencken, rolled into our modern-day Mark Twain. And who are the great satirists of American history? He's all of them rolled into a ball. This is incredible, incredibly brilliant writing and elocution. This is so important. This is episode 4, which I'll see how many million views it has here in just a moment. But let's continue. It's only 13 minutes long. This is another part of the impact of this. These aren't one-hour shows. People are in a hurry. The world is falling apart. They don't have much time to sit around and listen. 13 minutes, he nails it. Let's go ahead with the remaining minutes of this episode 4 of Tucker on Twitter. I'm so glad I caught this. The deep state's doing the best to hide it. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I've got the right. Gee, I clicked off my tab, and where did it go? That's not it. Where did it go? Oh, I'm feeling bad now. Just a second. Hang on. Oh, here it is. I found it. Here it is.
He doesn't have weird sex scandals at the heart of his family that no one in the media will ever talk about. He doesn't have a ne'er-do-well former nightclub-owning brother who's made a living for 30 years by being related to him. Not at all. That's dictator stuff. Joe Biden doesn't award ridiculous inflated titles to his relatives that the media are then required to take seriously. He doesn't call people doctor who didn't go to medical school.
Jill.
He'll force you to nod along like it's real when everyone knows it isn't. Nicolae Ceaușescu did that with his wife, Elena. Joe Biden would never do that. Nor does Joe Biden dress like a dictator. He doesn't do photo ops in mirrored sunglasses driving a sports car to convince you that he isn't frail and senile, but instead powerful, virile, and wise. That's just not his style. If Joe Biden was a dictator, he'd be wearing epaulets and carrying a tasseled riding crop, and he isn't yet, so calm down. If he was a dictator, Biden's speeches would look like Nuremberg rallies, a blood-red backdrop, armed soldiers by his side, screaming about crushing his eternal enemies. Honestly, Biden did come close to that one time last September at a speech in Philadelphia, but it wasn't in any sense dictatory. It was necessary. As MSNBC assured us at the time, quote, Biden aimed to showcase his faith in the military apparatus and its ability to back the democratic order. See, it was about democracy, not dictatorship. No cause for alarm. He is not a dictator. A dictator would stockpile ammunition for his own bureaucrats, including his tax collectors. He'd redefine the legal code to make disloyalty to the regime the most serious crime. He'd claim dominion over the most intimate parts of his citizens' lives. He'd define what attitudes they were allowed to have about sex and religion and how to raise their families. He would even, in his final grandiose stage of dictatorship, claim ownership of their children. And Joe Biden wouldn't do that. And to prove he would never do that, Biden just this week released this video.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. LGBTQ Americans, especially children, you're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back.
See? Joe Biden isn't saying your children belong to him like a dictator would. He's saying something very different from that. He's saying America's children are, quote, our children. Not his alone, ours. You share your children with Joe Biden evenly, right down the middle, with alternating weekends. You've got joint custody with Joe Biden, and you can thank heaven that you do. A nation is like a family. Every family has a head, a father. That's Joe Biden, our nation's father. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is now his fatherland. Just don't call it a dictatorship. We'll have to issue a statement disavowing you.
Wow. Folks, that was episode number 4 of Tucker on Twitter. You have never heard anything more brilliantly written. He nails it. It's funny, I began tonight with I was thinking, what's the point? A commentary on somebody attempting to be a political writer, Ann Coulter. I'll tell you what, Ann, listen to what Tucker just did and sharpen your pencil and try again. What Tucker just did is in the tradition of Mark Twain, of H.L. Mencken. He surpasses them. Ann ends up next to that looking like a rank amateur. We'll be back right after this break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We're back, folks. I was looking up the viewership of these Tucker on Twitter pieces of brilliance, because it's a matter of life and death for us that this get listened to. And of course, we know that our enemies, the communists, the people like Joe Biden, who isn't a dictator now, is he? And isn't a wannabe dictator either. Episode one, as of several days ago, had 116 million views. It's now, I just checked it, it's showing me 117 million. That's wrong. That's wrong, folks. That's wrong. A, I think it's a lie, and B, it shows that the censorship mechanism is working. They're clamping down on this most brilliant, beacon of free thinking and liberty, of Americanism, of patriotism, of what Ann Coulter falls far short of. You can do better, Ann. Tucker is showing what a patriot. It's not just, it isn't like H.L. Mencken or Mark Twain, just funny, just hilarious, just enjoyable. This is deep. This is someone doing his duty as an American. Somebody putting his butt in the line of fire. You can do the same, man. Episode one. So they've shut that down. Episode three was a blockbuster. I thought it couldn't be topped. Episode four may just have done that. When we listened to it a couple days ago, it had 76 million views. It's now showing 92 million. Okay, now that's more like it. It should be more than that, but adding 20 million views, I'll take that. I didn't check episode two. This episode four that you just heard, you lucky dogs that got to hear this. Episode four is showing, according to Twitter, 1.7 million views. Now, in Tucker's world, that's a drop in the bucket. That would be amazing for Ann Coulter to achieve that. But for Tucker Carlson, that's just dipping your toe in the water. 1.7 million views. Let's track that. I'll come back. I'll look at this question tomorrow, Friday. And then we'll look again on Monday. Hopefully, these episodes are going to come rat-a-tat-tat. I'd love to there'd be another episode five tomorrow, Friday. I hope episodes appear on the weekend. It's so important. As much as Tucker may enjoy fly fishing, I hope he takes a hiatus from just about everything to get his first 100 episodes out. I'll say what I'm going to do when I close the microphone on tonight's show. I'm going to go back and listen to episode four in its short 13 minutes. He just says it all. It's perfect. It's you know, imagine you lived in the time of Shakespeare. Time of Socrates. Socrates couldn't top this. Shakespeare couldn't top this. I'll tell you what, I've got a kid in freshman college. I'd offer listening to these Tucker episodes, just listening to all of them, as a college course in logic, rhetoric, public speaking, constitutional history, American government, world history, satire, writing, Socratic dialogue. I'd give four credits in every one of those subjects for anybody who listens to these Tucker episodes and can appreciate them. This is so much better than what's going on in colleges. I'm going to have my kid. I'm going to make sure my kids listen to the entirety of these. And there aren't going to be any turkeys. There aren't going to be any joking. And this is a change for Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has raised his game. All right, let's see. And by the way, does Donald Trump appreciate what Tucker's doing? You bet. I'm going to go over to Donald Trump right now, and check in at truthsocial.com. Now, this episode four, Donald Trump had not yet linked to it, so I think it's brand new. I think it just came out today. You know, they're hiding it. So even Donald Trump apparently hasn't seen it yet. he was linking to episode 3, and he specifically thanked Tucker for episode 3. Donald Trump sent a truth out on Truth Social 2 hours ago with episode 3. So apparently he's just appreciating that now. And here's what the president writes. Thank you to Tucker Carlson. Very insightful. A must watch! Exclamation mark. So Tucker, you know, Donald Trump is recognizing, you know, Donald Trump's a great golfer, but some of those winning golfers at his golf courses, he's not going to think I'm a better golfer than they are. He knows he is a good golfer. He's not a national champ. I think he's recognizing the same about Tucker Carlson. Donald Trump's a brilliant speaker, great logician, a great student of history. Tucker is teaching Donald. And, of course, the great student, the brilliant mind, is the one that can learn, the one that recognizes somebody else who is even better at something. And that's what the president is saying when he says, thank you to Tucker Carlson, very insightful, a must watch. And trust me, his link to episode 4 will appear on his channel, the Truth Social, you know, tout suite, as they say in France. Okay, here's one. To all my supporters on Truth Social, and that includes all of you, this is a message from the president. He says, I want to make you a promise. The best is yet to come. When I'm back in the White House, we will rebuild the greatest economy in American history, secure our border once and for all, and revive the Trump foreign policy of peace through strength. We'll stop pink-haired lunatics from teaching critical race theory and sex education to kindergartners. Make America energy dominant again. Stop George Soros from weaponizing our legal system and restore a true justice in America. On November 5th, 2024, we will win the White House and we will make America great again. And then here's a message from the president put out 2 hours ago to you.
Thousands of people in Miami, great place, for showing up. I want to thank all of the thousands of people in Miami, great place, for showing up at the courthouse and doing it in such an elegant manner, a show of respect. Because you recognize that this was a false and fraudulent indictment of me by corrupt people. To see the love and the just the spirit was incredible. It was an incredible thing to witness. And the Hispanic community, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, so much, and so many people. I just want to thank everybody. It was heartwarming to watch it. The love, the total love and the spirit. So again, to Miami and to all of the people in Miami, which we've had tremendous success with, which is very, very special and a very special place. But more importantly, very, very special people. Thank you very much for being there. I appreciate it.
That's a nice thank you from Donald Trump. Wow. Now, you know, this is eating me up from the inside, and it must be you as well. Look what we've got. Think about it. Just back up, go 30,000 feet up and look down at America. And what do you see? We have lots of prosecutors in this country, lots of district attorneys, hundreds of them, all over the place. But what's going on? What have the communists figured out? They have figured out that they can rig everything. They can line up their own district attorney, one of, as the president just mentioned, George Soros district attorneys. They get one of these hundreds of district attorneys. They just need one. They get that one in a communist-run city like New York or Chicago or Miami or Washington, D.C., or Atlanta, where the left-wingers are in full control. That district attorney can convene a grand jury of communists in that communist-run city, who then, of course, will prefer an indictment. Of course. And then that will go before a judge under the supervision of a communist judge, because they've got the control of the judges there. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is they can cherry pick. They don't bring a case in Salt Lake City or Boise, Idaho, or Grand Forks, North Dakota. They don't bother with that. They go to their controlled location. So they have the communist grand jury, the communist judge, the communist DA. Then this goes to a communist jury in a communist-run trial. And then these communists, justice doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. That's the nature of communists. They're killers. So now they get a conviction. And then there's the punishment phase. They can then get an outlandish punishment. You'll notice that Donald Trump, on a question, an administrative matter under a civil statute concerning the handling of paperwork, he's being charged with federal crimes made up now, with a total potential jail sentence of 100 years. 100 years, which is obviously a life sentence, which is obviously an execution. So this is, and then this takes, if they get their conviction in Miami or Atlanta or Washington or New York City, they've got it. This is their federal prosecutor. They could even use a county prosecutor, but they'll go with a federal prosecutor preferred. And now that now supersedes everything across the country. Do you see the trick they've come up with? We'll get Donald Trump. We'll get a kangaroo court. We'll get a hanging judge. Look at the different metaphors that explain this. We'll get Donald Trump is now a felon because a bunch of communist rats, DA, judge, grand jury, jury, say so. But they'll say anything. They'll say anything to get Donald Trump. Lying is not a problem for them. In other words, our justice system has been erased. That's a very fatal state of affairs. No justice. And what is that, by the way? What was Tucker Carlson talking about? The wannabe dictator. Now, this is an amazing story. Tucker Carlson started the story. Apparently, the Chiron, which is the subtitle on Fox a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday, the Chiron said wannabe dictator, well, either would-be or wannabe dictator, attacks his, tries to put his political opponent in jail. I'm just doing that from memory. And the person at Fox who ran that Chiron, the Chiron is somebody who's sitting at a keyboard typing like mad, typing things up to follow the news as it goes, trying to keep up with it. And so this person, this ballsy, courageous person who we must elevate to the status of hero, this person wrote the truth. You know, like the little boy who said, the emperor has no clothes. He's bare ass. This guy was the little boy who typed a Chiron that told the truth about the forbidden truth about the emperor. That he's a damn dictator. He's a damn communist. He's a dirty rat. He's destroying America. He's scum. He said the truth. Of course, he was fired within minutes and escorted out of the building within minutes. This, whoever it is, man or woman, is a hero of truth. Not necessarily even our movement, just a hero of truth. We're going to run out of time here shortly. I think we haven't had it all we. You know, whenever Republic Broadcasting Network does this for you folks, they're skipping breaks, and that's costing them money. It's in order that you can hear something like that, Tucker, episode 4. So show your appreciation, if you can, please, at republicbroadcasting.org by helping to finance John Stadtmiller's network. Dearly departed John Stadtmiller, who created Republic Broadcasting so you could get the truth. But you have to, there's no sugar daddy. There's no foundation. It's just you and your little bits of help that come through at republicbroadcasting.org. So please do that. My little bit of help, I donate everything I do. I'm for free. I've been doing this for years. So, and I'll keep doing it as long as I can stand up. maybe longer. And I'll tell you, I'm on a natural high right now, just after hearing that episode 4. I'm just tickled. I'm going to listen to it again. And I'm going to take my own college course in how to think, how to speak, how to be a man, what true logic is. And I'm learning from Tucker Carlson. I hope his new book coming out, I hope this, what he's doing now, makes its way into the book that's going to be published. I hope it's not already printed, you know, already, you know, in the box. Because this latest episode of Tucker Carlson's life is the greatest of all. I hope that maybe they can put an appendix on it or an addendum, or it hasn't gone through the printer yet, because I'm going to order my copy right after the show. The title is Tucker, and I forgot the name of the writer, but it's comes out in the middle of July. Boy, we need heroes, don't we? And this is, Tucker is another. Oh, and let me go back to what I was saying last night. Mr. President, there's your VP pick right there, Tucker Carlson. What an amazing ticket. I mean, what an amazing, and Tucker, how old is Tucker Carlson? Let's see how old he is. See if he's old enough to run for president. I'm sure he is, but you have to be a little bit older to run for president. Let's go here. Let us go. Let us look his age up as our final concluding thoughts for the evening. Okay. Well, I'll bet you Wikipedia is not liking that they have to cover Tucker Carlson. They lie about all of us patriots. Okay, let's see what they say. They say he's an American political commentator. Why don't they start out with right-wing fanatic? That's usually what they start with. Let's see when the first slur appears here. He's described by Politico as perhaps the highest profile proponent of Trumpism. Okay, they're starting to dig their claws in. But let's see how old he is. Born in San Francisco in 1969, he's 54 years old. Perfect. Perfect age for a presidential or vice presidential candidate. At his prime. And he's actually, he's had quite an odyssey. At various times, and this may ring a bell, you may remember some of this. He's worked for CNN, PBS, MSNBC, and his Fox News tenure was 2009 to 2023. Can you imagine in that time how much money he made for the unworthy Murdoch family? Whoo, talk about a crime family. And he remember the show Crossfire? He was the star of that. Tucker Carlson Tonight. And get this. Okay, talk about... This is a curveball. Tucker Carlson, it says political party. It says Republican. He's a Republican. Okay, duh. Blah, 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 blah. But wait a minute. He's a Republican since 2020. Are you kidding? It says he was a Democrat from 2006 to 2020. Unbelievable. What an odyssey this man has traveled. Well, we're out of time. I am amazed. We have found a hero. Unbelievable. Democrat who has come to this point of realization. Too beautiful. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Hopefully at episode 5. See you then.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.